Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. This is the day of the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "Why are you discussing it as you were walking?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we are hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astonished us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described. But him they did not see." And he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke! Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures." As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. It happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, but he vanished from the sight. Then they said to each other, "Were Lord our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scripture to us?" So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way, and now he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia. What a beautiful experience these two disciples. They went home because they were a little bit despaired. But Jesus so lovingly looked after them. He approached them on the way, though they did not recognize him. But there's a true dialogue. Jesus with them. They opened their hearts. And that's why at the end, when they found out this Jesus, they said, oh, that's why when we are talking on the way, our heart is so warm. That's so true. When we have Jesus, our heart is warm, it's warm. Thank you, Jesus. Although we don't see you, but you approach us in our heart. Let these two disciples. And also it says, the two or three united in my name, I'm in your midst. So when there's love, mutual love, you're always there. So these two disciples, although they did not experience at first hand, the Lord is risen, but they love this newcomer. They love him and ask him to stay with them. And at the end, at the supper, breaking of bread, they recognize Jesus. Many people ask, is it the Holy Eucharist? But according to most scholars, this is not. This is a common evening gathering, evening meal, because usually they always bless the bread before they take it. So it is not a particular blessed sacrament. But since there is love, the heart is warm. And especially when they really taking this bread and Jesus made himself known to them. Thank you, Jesus. You so to us in every in many different ways. Of course, during the Mass, you were present at the altar, but also during our daily life, you are present also in our meal time, you know, gather together, because you promised with two or three united in the name, you are in our midst. So this most important, we keep this mutual love, it's the openness to the Lord, and you're always there. You are the light, you're the joy of our life.